ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Ayin Ches. Before we start the Gemara and Daf Ayin Ches, I'd like to go back for a few minutes to the Gemara before Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara brings down the following halacha of Rava: Amar Rava Dach ve'Labar v'Suam be'Bar ba'Acher v'Sokai v'Afilu Kadam v'Sokai Pater de'Be'ina de'Shadi Yachal La'Leisu. Rashi explains Kadam v'Sokai to mean Kadam v'Sokai Kodim Nefilasei Shalzeh. We'll hear the Hechach of Rashi to explain that the Siluk took place Kodim Nefilasei Shalzeh is from the Lashon of Kadam. And Rashi explains Kadam to mean that he was Mesalek the Sulam before Nefilasei Shalzeh. Now, one has to understand, what is the difference if he took away the Sulam Kodim Nefilasei Shalzeh or he took away the Sulam La'achar Nefilasei Shalzeh? So here to explain Pshat and Rashi from Rashi, one sees that had the Siluk HaSulam taken place La'achar Nefilasei Shalzeh, then it is Pashat that the person who is Doich Ve'Bar will be Potzer. Since B'Shas Nefilasei there was a Sulam Be'Bar, and he had the opportunity to be Eila B'Sulam, for that reason it is Pashat that the Deichiv is Potzer. And even though the Deichiv himself was the one who was Mesalik the Sulam, it still is Potzer. And the entire Chiddush is only as far as the case he was Mesalik the Sulam Kodim Nefilasei Shalzeh. And even though the Deichiv already took place, but still there is a Makrim to say that since the Siluk HaSulam happened before Nefilasei Shalzeh, for that reason the Deichiv should be Chayiv. Now to explain Pshat in the Tzad, that since the Siluk HaSulam took place Kodim Nefilasei Shalzeh, for that reason the Deichiv should be Chayiv, Bechayah one can explain Pshat as follows: that since he was Deich Ve'Labor, we consider as if the Deichiva is still taking place. Based on the Halacha of Ish Mishum Chitza, we consider as if the Maisa Deichiva is still taking place till he is actually Neifa Labor. And since the Deichiva is still taking place, for that reason one has a Deichiva without the possibility of being Ola B'Sulam. And for that reason the Deichiv should be Chayiv. And the Chiddush is that even though the Siluk HaSulam took place Kodim Nefilasei Shalzeh, but still he is Potter. Now to explain Pshat in this, that the Deichiv is Potter even though the Siluk took place Kodim Nefilasei Shalzeh, and we do not say that one has a Deichiva without the opportunity being Ola B'Sulam, but here one can explain Pshat on the Ptur with one of two Malachim. Either one can explain Pshat on the Ptur by saying that we do not consider as if there is a constant Ma'is of the Chifa taking place, but rather, even though there is a Halacha of Isha Mishum Chitzav, but still we do not consider as if there is a constant Asiyah taking place, as we find the Baruch Ber, Mavakama, and Simon Yad Zayin is Mitzadid, and the entire Chiyav is only for the original Dechifa, and therefore, since at the time of the original Dechifa there was a Sulam Bebar, and he had the opportunity to be Oil Basulam, for that reason one is Potzer. Or one can say that even if we are to explain based on Isha Mishum Chitzav that there is a constant Asiyah taking place, but still we are not Mechayim Misa based on Isha Mishum Chitzav, like we mentioned before in our Shir on Daf Ayin Zayin B'Shem Kama Rishayinim. That is another Malach with which one can explain Pshat in the Ptur, even though there is a constant Dechifa taking place. But now one has to understand Pshat in our Gemara according to Rashi. Why didn't our Gemara mention the Chiddush of Kadam V'Sulkai by Acher? That if someone else came and took away the Sulam Kodim Nefilasei Labar, but still the Deichiv is Potzer? Why did our Gemara only mention the Chiddush of Kadam in a case that he himself was Mesalek the Sulam? So to explain, Pshat in our Gemara according to Rashi, one has to say as follows. That as far as a Ptur, by Acher who is Masalik the Suam, the reason why one is Potter is based on this, that the Deichiv is considered an Aines. Since at the time of the Chifa there was a Suam, and he had no way of knowing that the Suam would be removed, for that reason he is considered an Aines, and therefore he is Potter. And since the Ptur as far as Acher is based on this, that he is considered an Aines, for that reason there is no difference if the Silak HaSuam took place Kaidim Nefila, or the Silak HaSuam took place Acher Nefila, even if the Silak HaSuam took place Kaidim Nefila, but still he is considered an Aines, and therefore he is Potter. But this, that there is a Ptur of Aines, is only as far as a case that someone else was Masalik the Suam, but as far as a case that he himself went was Masalik the Suam, then one no longer has a Ptur of Aines. But then this, that one is Potter, even if he himself went was a Masalik the Suam, is only because we say that one does not have a Maiser Tzicha. Since at the time of the Chifa, there was a Suam, for that reason we cannot consider the Chifa as a Tzicha. And since we cannot consider the Chifa as a Maiser Tzicha, for that reason one is Potter, even though he himself went was a Masalik the Suam. Now as far as this Ptur, the one is missing in a Maiser Tzicha, there is a Chiddush that even if the Silak took place Kedim Nefila Lebar, then now one can say that if we are to say that there is a constant Tchifa, now one has a Tchifa which should be considered a Maiser Tzicha, but still one is Potter. And therefore the Chiddush of Kadam the Sokib is only said as far as the case that he himself went was Masalik the Sulam. That is a Chayyab Shat in our Gemara according to the Shita of Rashi. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara goes on to say, "V'merava zark pechetu samonim biyadi ba'acher upizron, v'afihu kadem upizron pater, dibi'inna deshada be'yachal esrape sava, amravashi hokach afihu samonim bashok." In the Rambam, in Perakimo Mehilchas Ritzeach Lachidalf, we find that the Rambam does not bring down the halacha of samonim biyadi, even though the Rambam brings down the halacha of zark chetu tris biyadi. And the halacha of dochvei lebar v'suam bebar, but the Rambam is not bringing down the halacha of zorek b'chetz v'samonim biyadei. Now, everyone has to understand pshat in this of the Rambam without the halacha of Rava of zorek chetz v'samonim biyadei. In our Sameach, in Perak Aleph Me'ochas v'tzeach l'chachas, we find the Meir Simcha explains pshat in the Rambam as follows: that the Rambam paskins that as far as such a case is concerned, one is chayiv. And the Rambam explains this. Ravashi says, "Hokach afiyu samanim b'shok," is that Ravashi is coming to be chilak on Rava, and Ravashi is coming to say, "Hokach afiyu samanim b'shok b'loshem b'tmiya." In other words, Ravashi is coming to say that if we are to say that zorichetz samanim b'yadi the one is potter, if so, a mashkachas chiyav ritzeach, and therefore from this that there is a chiyav of ritzeach, from there it is mukhach that there is no Ptur of Salmonim Biyadeh, and even if there are Salmonim Biyadeh, but still one is Chayiv. This Rav Ashi is Chilak and Rava, and Rav Ashi understands that even by Salmonim Biyadeh, but still one is Chayiv. And we differentiate between a case of Salmonim Biyadeh and a case of Sulam Babar, or Tris Biyadeh, is because in a case of Sulam Babar or Tris Biyadeh, then we do not consider as if a Maiser Tzicha took place. On the other hand, as far as a case of Zarechet as Hamonim Biyadi, we consider as if a Maiser Tzicha took place, and even though he has the possibility of being Matzo himself with Samonim, but still, the Zrikas Chetz is considered a Maiser Tzicha. And since it is considered a Maiser Tzicha for that reason, Rav Ashi understands one is Chayev for the Maiser Tzicha of a Zrikas Chetz. Now, everyone has to understand Pshat and Rava who argues in Rav Ashi. What is Pshat in this? Rava understands. By Zarechet, Samonim Biyadeh, the one is Potter. Well, everyone has the Maiser Tzicha, the fact that he had the opportunity to Matzel Atzmai with Samonim should not take away the fact that the Zrikas Chetz is considered a Maiser Tzicha. So, to explain Pshat in the Shita of Rava, everyone can explain Pshat in the Shita of Rava based on this, though we find by Bishop Zalman in Perek Dalam Mehochas Chayvo Amazek. That as we find in the Gemara before in the Afayim Vavim base, in order to Mechayiv Salam Isa, one needs an Umdina, the one was Maka B'Dover, Sheyachal HaHamis. If one was Maka B'Dover, Sheyachal HaHamis, then we are not Mechayim Isa for such a ka. And therefore one can say that by Samonim B'Yadai, As far as the Umdina is concerned, the Umdina is that such as Rikas Chetz is Eina Yachol HaHamis, since he has Hamonim Biyadei. And therefore, even though he went, was Mephazer the Hamonim, but still one is missing in the Umdina Sheyachol HaHamis. That is a clear how one can explain Pshat in the Shita of Rava. Another way to explain Pshat in the Shita of Rava is by saying that by Hamonim Biyadei it is considered as if it was an Umdina L'chaim, as we find in the Gemara Nama Beis. If there is an Umdina L'chaim, then we will say Yatza mi based in Zakai. And since he had Samonim Biyadei, for that reason one has an Umdina L'chaim, and for that reason one is Potter. And so to L'chaim one sees in our Gemara, from this our Gemara says, that by Nizdamnoi Samonim, we say Ari Yatza mi based in Zakai. This, by Nizdamnoi Simonim, we say Ari Yatza mi based in Zakai, is because by Nizdamnoi Samonim one has an Umdina L'chaim. And therefore this Torah will apply by Zarek Chetz with Hamonim Biyadei. That is another Mahalach which one can explain Pshat and Rava. This that we explained, that the Mahalach B'Shitas Rava, and this the Rava holds, that Zarek Chetz with Hamonim Biyadei, the one is Pater, is either because one does not have an Umdina that he was Makeh B'Dover Sheyachal HaHamis, or one has an Umdina L'chaim, is only as far as the case that he himself went was a Fazer the Hamonim, as far as the case that someone else wants was a father, the Samanim, the Ochel, one is Pater, based on this, that the one who is Zirik, the Chetz, is considered an Ines, as far as the Misa of the Narag. And according to the Rambam, even though Ravashi is Chilk and Rava, this Ravashi is Chilk and Rava, is only as far as this, the one is Pater, if he himself wants was a father, the Samanim. But Rava agrees to Ravashi, that if someone else wants was a father, the Samanim, then the Zirik, Chetz, is Pater. In the Rambam, in Parakimu Mehochis Ritzeach Lachidaf, we find that the Rambam says as follows, in a case that the person was Doch Ve'Wabar, Ve'Siwa Kasulam, even though he is Potem and Misa based in, still he is Chayim Misa Bidei Shamayim. As the Rambam says, that Fiwa Hoya Adechev Atzmi, who Shechazer Ve'Siwa Kasulam, Potem and Misa based in, Ve'Nidrashi Menu Dam. Now, everyone has to understand Pshat in the Rambam. What is Pshat in this? If the person himself went was Masalik the Sulam, he is Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim. If in a case that someone else went was Masalik the Sulam, the other person is not Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim. So from the Rambam, Ochir one sees that the Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim is not for the Silak HaSulam, but rather the Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim is for the Dechifa Labar. But now Ochir one has to understand, if the Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim is for the Dechifa Labar, then what is the difference if he himself went was Masalik the Sulam, or someone else went was Masalik the Suam? So to explain Pshat and the Rambam, one can explain Pshat and the Rambam based on this, what we said before, that as far as someone else going and being Masalik the Suam, then we consider the Deichif as an Einis. And since he is an Einis, that reason he is not Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim. Only as far as the case that he himself went was Masalik the Suam, do we say that the Deichif is no longer considered an Einis. And therefore there is a Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim for the Deichif Olibar. But now one has to understand, why is only a Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim in a case of Deich Fai Labar, and not in a case of Zerich Chetzu Tris B'yadei? Even in the case of Zerich Chetzu Tris B'yadei, and he himself once was Masalik the Tris, the person who was Zerich the Chet should be Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim. So to explain Pshat and the Rambam, one has to say as follows, that there is a tremendous difference between Suam B'bar and Tris B'yadei. As far as the case of Tris B'yadei, since it was a Tris B'yadei at the time of Zrikas Chetz, then the Zrikas Chetz cannot do anything to him. And the Zrikas Chetz was a Maisa Zrika Bauman for that reason. As far as the case of Zrikas Chetz, one does not even have a Chia Misa B'dei Shamayim. On the other hand, as far as the case of Dchif Labar, even though, as long as the Sulam is a bar, he has the option of being Ola Basulam, but being Eilab Asulam is a way of saving himself from the bar. And therefore, as long as the Sulam is Babar, he has the option of saving himself with the Sulam. And for that reason, if that option was taken away from him, the Deichef is Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim, since it is his Dechif HaLabar, which killed the person who was Nidchaf into the bar. In other words, by Zrikas Chetz, the Zrikas Chetz by itself does not have the ability to kill the person. As long as a tris is biyadei, one has to remove the tris in order for the Zrikas Chetz to kill. On the other hand, as far as the chifu bar, the chifu bar itself is killing the person who is nidchaf into the bar. Just as long as a sulam is babar, he has the ability to save himself from the bar. And the siluk hasulam is just accomplishing this, then now he no longer has the ability to save himself from the bar. And for that reason, one is chaymisi b'dei shamayim for the dechifo abar. That is the chayra how one can explain pshat b'shita sarambam. But now a chayra one can ask the following kash on the Rambam. In the Rambam we find that the Rambam paskins that in a case of soiv chamulave, soiv tzinulave, that there is no chiyav for this that he was kofsei, but still he is chaymisi b'dei shamayim. Well, this that he is chay misa b'dei shamayim is for this that he was goyim the other person's misa. And there is a chay misa b'dei shamayim for being goyim the other person's misa. If so, so too we should say that anyone who has masalik the sulam should be chay misa b'dei shamayim for this that he was goyim the other person's misa. And as we find in the Rambam, in Ochas Chayvo Mazik Perek Zayin Ochazayin, the one who has masalik the sulam is not only considered a grama, but rather the one who has masalik the sulam is even considered a garmi. And therefore there should be chimisa de shamayim just like any mitzamtim, by soiv chamulavai and soiv tzinulavai. That is a kasha that one can ask on the shita of the Rambam. So to answer this kasha, one has to say as follows. This that the Rambam says, in Paragimo, Mihochis Ritzea Chalacha Yod, that Kavse Venicha Vimokim Shesayf Hatzino Oya Chamalavi Vashamuba Vahimi Sasayt, one is Chaimisa Vide Shamayim, is only referring to a case that he was Kavse and he brought him to a place Shesayf Hatzino Oya Chamalavi. As far as such a case as we find in Tesis E4 and Dafayin Zayin Ibn Aleph, one has E Shemi Shamachitzav. And since one has Ishem Shemachitzav, for that reason one is Chaimisa Bidei Shamayim. And even though one has Ishem Shemachitzav, but still one is not Chayiv Misa Spastin. And for that reason, the one who was Masalik, the Sulam, or the one who was Masalik, the Tris, is not Chaimisa Bidei Shamayim. Since in order to Chaimisa Bidei Shamayim, it is not enough to be Gurim someone else's Misa. And it is not enough even to be a garmi as far as someone else's misa, but rather one needs ishem ishamachitzav in order to be chay misa bidei shamayim. This, that it is meduyik in the Rambam, that the one who was masalik the tris, even if the person who was zirik the chetz himself went was masalik the tris, but still he is not chay misa bidei shamayim. And we do not say that based on ishem ishamachitzav, he should be chay misa bidei shamayim. Is a clear based on this we mentioned in the beginning of our shir, that even where one has Ishem Shemachitza, but still it is not considered as if there is a constant Asiya taking place, but rather the Asiya is only on the beginning of the Zrikas Chetz. And since as far as the beginning of the Zrikas Chetz, there was a Tris B'yodei, for that reason, even though he went was Masalak the Tris, but still he is not Chaimisa B'yidei Shamayim. That is a chayah, what comes out from the Shita of the Rambam. So again, from the Rambam one sees that there are three levels as far as the halachis of Rava. By Zrikas Chetz or Tris B'yadei, since it was a Tris B'yadei at the time of the Zrikas Chetz was commandalesa. As long as a Tris was B'yadei, the Chetz cannot reach him. And therefore we do not consider as if the Zrikas Chetz is what killed him. On the other hand, as far as the case of the Chifa Wabar, even as long as the sulam was a bar, but still, the dechifa was the maisa that killed him once the sulam was removed from the bar. And for that reason, the Rambam says that if the person who was dechif for bar was masalak the sulam, he is chayim misa b'dinei shamayim. As far as our chet, with sammanim biyadi is concerned, which as we mentioned before, the Rambam explains pshat in our gemara, the Ravashi is chilak and rava, this the Ravashi is chilak and rava. Is because by Zorah Chetz with Hamonim B'yodei, the Zrikas Chetz is considered a Ma'aser Tzicha, and even as long as Hamonim are B'yodei, the Hamonim are only a refuah for the Ma'aser Tzicha that took place. And since the Ma'aser Tzicha took place, the reason Rav Ashi understands, the one is Chayiv Misas based in. Those are the three levels that come out from the Shita of the Rambam. Now let us go on to the next sugya. The Gemara brings down the following halacha of Rav Papa. Amar Rav Papa, Haiman de Kavzei Lechavi Va'ashkoi Bidka Demaya Giri Didehu Umechayiv Hanini Li B'Koyach Rishon Rashi explains Kayaksheni to mean that he was a Nichri Rochik Tsas Honofo Amayim Miad Betsei Semigidre Sein Olav, Alala Acher Mikan Hochu Alamokim Shusham, and therefore it is considered a Groma Veloi Mikaychai. In the Adama, we find that the Adama argues in Rashi, and the Adama says, Vamilsehi, the Kivan, the Karman, the Givudi Dehu, Malikim Motula Alter, Malikim Motula Acherzman. And for that reason, the Adama goes on to say that the difference between Kayach Rishon and Kayach Sheni is referring to if he was maced by Mayim HaRishonim or he was maced by Mayim HaShneim. If he was maced by Mayim HaRishonim, that is considered Kayach Rishon. On the other hand, if he was only maced by Mayim HaShneim, that is considered Kayach Sheni, which is considered a Groma. In Rashi and Chulin, and that Tesayim and Aleph one sees that Rashi agrees that there is a difference between Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Shneim, and only as far as Mayim Rishonim do we say that it is considered Koyche and one is Chayiv. On the other hand, as far as Mayim Shneim, it is only considered a Groma. Now, as far as how to explain the difference between Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Shneim, we find the Machlokes between Rashi and the Ramah. Rashi explains the difference between Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Shneim as follows. The Mayim Rishonim is referring to the Mayim which is directly connected to his Maisa of Netilas Hadaf. Whatever Mayim is directly connected to his Maisa of Netilas Hadaf is considered Kayach Rishon, and therefore it is considered Maisav. Whatever Mayim that comes later, which is not directly connected to his Maisa of Netilas Hadaf, is only considered a Groma Ba'oma. Which the Dvar Avraham Chel Gimel, Simon Yigimel, of Katan Gimel explains that the Geder Hadavar Hu Shem Yiftach Ha'adam Pesach Vitin Derech Lezerim Ha'mayim V'yachzer V'yistei Miyad V'yipasek Alideze Zerim Ha'mayim V'komokim Eza Kamos Yodum Na'mayim Behechrech Yizrimu Ad she shows beyode listim, the kamoze hu kayach rishon sheni yochel la'akev b'shemayfen al yedei stima, avo mashi yizer machakach, haynu akamas hayisera, she yochel la'akev al yedei stima, ela sheni seisim, ze havek kayach sheni ugroma ba'omohu, sheni ba behechrich me psichosai. In other words, only mayim, which is ba behechrich me psichosai, is considered connected to his Maisa Psicha, and therefore it is considered Kayach Rishon, and for that reason it is considered Kemaisav. On the other hand, whatever Mayim is not Baba Hechrech Me Psichasai is not considered Kayach Rishon, and therefore it is only considered a Grama. That is according to the Shita of Rashi. On the other hand, the Arama argues, and the Arama explains that Mayim Rishonim is referring to any Mayim which was Nekar Miduchte Vishas Hasaras Hameinea. All that Mayim, which were Nekar at the time of Hasaras Hameinea, is considered Kayach Rishon, and it is considered Kemaisav. On the other hand, Mayim Shneim is referring to Mayim She'enam Nekarim Kval Vishas Hasara. As far as such Mayim is concerned, it is only considered a Groma Ba'oma. That is how the Arama explains the difference between Kayach Rishon and Kayach Sheni, as far as Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Shneim is concerned. In the Taz Nerechaim Simon Kuf Nun Tes of Katan Gimel, we find that the Taz asks the following kasha. In Hilchos and Tiras Adayim, we find that halacha is if someone is Mata Chavis Al Tzida, Vishayfeches Kwayim, we are Machshir the Netila, and it is considered as if the Mayim are Boyim Al Yodav Mikayach Gavra. On the other hand, if someone is Neitel Yodav Alei Psichas Barza, then we are only Machshir the Kiulach HaRishon and not the Kiulach HaSheni. To answer this kash, we find that the Taz answers this kasha as follows. And the Taz says that as far as Chavis B'Shas HaToya Nineas Kolamayim Sheba Chavis, and therefore his Mais HaToya was a Mais HaToya in all the Mayim Sheba Chavis. And for that reason, we do not differentiate between Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Shneim. And therefore, the halach is a mata chavis al tzida. One can be natal from that chavis the entire day. On the other hand, as far as the case of Psichas Barza, she maisa adam nanea, for that reason, one can only be neitel meki ruach rishon and not from the mayim shniim. That the difference between mayim rishonim and mayim shniim is dependent upon this, that whatever mayim is nekar midochte b'shas asaras hamineh is considered mayim rishonim. Whatever mayim, which were not nekar b'shas asara, are not considered mayim rishonim. And therefore, by atoyas achavis, that b'shas atoya nineas ko hamayim shebachavis, for that reason we do not differentiate between mayim rishonim and mayim shniim. B'lechir b'shitas rashi, that is not the deciding factor if mayim is considered mayim rishonim or the mayim is only considered mayim shniim. And according to Rashi, one has to answer the kasha that has what is the difference between mata chavis al tzida. Though we do not differentiate between mayim rishonim and mayim shniim, and etol yadav al dei psichas barza, though we differentiate between mayim rishonim and mayim shniim. So to answer the kasha of the Taz with Shitas Rashi Al-Khira, one has to say as follows, that by Mata Chavis Al-Tida, it is his Mais HaToya which causes the Mayim to come out. On the other hand, by Psichas Barza, he is just Meinea, whatever is holding the Mayim back. And since he is just being Masalik, whatever is holding the Mayim back, for that reason we differentiate between Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Shniim. Once he took away whatever is holding the mayim back, now the mayim is coming out by itself. And therefore, we only consider the mayim rishonim as koichai and not the mayim shniim. That is a chira, how one can answer the kasha of the Taz according to the shita of Rashi. Based on this, one can say this, that Rashi explains pshat in our Gemara, that the difference between koich rishon and koich sheni is referring to this, that the person was rochek tzas, v'inofu ha-mayim miyad b'tzeise migedresein olav. And Rashi did not explain that the difference is the difference between mayim rishonim and mayim shniim, is because our Gemara is even referring to a case that he was hifnes merutzas ha-mayim olav. And he was not just mesalik the menias ha-mayim, but rather he was actually mefane es ha-mayim olav. And as far as the case that he was Mefana es Hamayim Olav, we do not differentiate between Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Shniim, but rather the entire difference between Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni is only as far as this, that he Nichay Rochek Tzas. That is a chira, how one can explain Pshat and Rashi in our Sugya. Now, let us go on to the next Sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha Tanur Rabbanon, Hikru Asar Bnei Adam Basar Makleis, Umeis Bein Bevasachas Bemazar Chazah Paturin, Rabbi Yehuda Bemesei Roimer, Bazar Chazah Acher In Chayev, Mepnei Shekirev Es Misasai, Omer Rabbi Yechanon Ushneim Mikra Elcha Darshu, Ve'ish Kiyake Kol Nefesh Adam, Rabbanon Savri Kol Nefesh Adi Ika Kol Nefesh, Rabbi Yehuda Bemesei Yosavar Kol Nefesh Kol Duhu Nefesh. Now one has to know, according to the Shita Rabbanan who hold, that Beim Bevasachas Beim Bazar Cherzeh one is Pater, and this one is Pater Bazar Cherzeh, is because one needs Kol Nefesh, is this the one is Pater Bevasachas also because one needs Kol Nefesh? Or do we say that this one is Pater Bevasachas has nothing to do with this that one needs Kol Nefesh, but rather it is considered Kol Nefesh, since there is Kol Nefesh at the time of his Hakah? And therefore this that one is potter is because of a different reason. In Rashi, in our sugya, one clearly sees that Rashi explains this one is potter vasachas according to Rabbanon is because one needs kol nefesh. And just like according to Rabbanon one is potter vasachas, so to one is potter vasachas. And the entire hechach of Rashi to explain a new pshat in the p'tur viku asar b'ni adam asar makleis vasachas is only according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And Rashi explains this that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, even though Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is mechayev paiku asar bnei adam bazar charzeh, is because we darshan kol nefesh kol duhu nefesh, but vasachas one is potter, since we darshan ish kiyaka omer achmona voishnayim sheiku. According to Rabbanan, on the other hand, the p'tur of vasachas is because one needs kol nefesh. In Rashi, Mavakama and the Furim basically find the Rashi explains this one is Pater Bevasachas according to Rabbanon, is because in Yodua Alidei Minerak. Okay, from Rashi, it is mashma that this one is part of Asachas according to Rabbanan is not because one needs Kol Nefesh, but rather it is only because we say in Yodua Alidei Minerak. And so it's what we find in the Shita Mekubetzes and Bavakama B'Shem Rabbeinu Peretz. The Rabbeinu Peretz says as follows, V'vasachas peturim mishum den yedu alidei minerag, abu bezarach hazat peturim, mishum darshinon kol nefesh kulei nefesh mashma, abu leiko amemar, demai depatri abonim v'asachas hainu mishum kol nefesh, demikenu bihuda de poa galayo de abonim v'dorish kodu nefesh v'chayiv nami v'asachas. But now here one has to understand Pshat and Rashi. How are we to explain the seeming stira by the very Rashi if the Ptur according to Rabbanan is based on this that we darsh in Kol Nefesh, or the Ptur according to Rabbanan is because we say Eina Yodu Alidei Minerag? So to explain Pshat and Rashi, here one can explain Pshat and Rashi as follows. This Rashi Mavakama explains that Eina Yodu Alidei Minerag Rashi does not mean to say that the other people did not do anything, even though it is a Eini Yodu Alidei Minerag, but still the other people are Makarev Misasai. And therefore this, that the other people are a Potter, even though everyone was Makarev Misasai, is only based on the Drasha of Rabbanan that one needs Kol Nefesh. And therefore one needs this, that Eini Yodu Alidei Minerag, and one needs a Drasha of Rabbanan of Kol Nefesh. That is Lechira, how one can explain Pshat Veshites Rashi. From Rabbeinu Peretz, one sees that Rabbeinu Peretz understands this, that we say in Yudu Alidei Minerag, is a Svara even according to Abhudah ben Meseira, and even according to Abhudah ben Meseira, who does not darshan Kol Nefesh. But still we say in Yudu Alidei Minerag, and we say that the other people did not do anything. Now one has to understand, according to the Shita Rabbanan, who darshan Kol Nefesh, how one needs Kol Nefesh, is the Ptur. Because there's a chesaron in the ma'aser ritzicha, and a ritzicha that does not take away kol nefesh is not considered a ritzicha, or do we understand that the p'tor according to Rabbanan of kol nefesh is because if all he has is a mixas nefesh, he is already considered as if he is mace. There is no chiyuv for being ritzach someone who only has a mixas nefesh. From our gemara it is mashma that the p'tor according to Rabbanan is because he is already considered kemes, as our Gemara says, the mar medami leilu treifa. And Rabbanan understand that we compare someone who is a gesis bidei adam to a treifa. And just like one is not chayim misa for killing a treifa, so too one is not chayim misa for killing a gesis bidei adam. Rashi explains this: one is not chayim misa for killing a treifa is because a treifa is considered a gavra ketela, and the entire machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira is if we compare someone who is a Goyisis b'di Adam to a Gavra Ketela, or do we say that a Goyisis b'di Adam is considered like a Goyisis b'di Shamayim who is considered a Chai? That is the Mashmos of our Sogya. In the Gemara and Bava Kama, on the other end, it is Mashma that the Gemara and Bava Kama explains Pshat and Malchoykes between Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira and Rabbanan with a different Mahalach. And the Gemara explains the Pshat in this, Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira is Mechayiv, Vayikhu Asar ben Yadam Vazach Hazeh, is based on the rule of Echsharti Miktsas Nizkei Chavti Batashvume Nizkei Kehechshir Kol Nizkei. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, this that we are Mechayiv is because in the Pasuk of Kol Nefesh it was Nizchadish, that in order to be considered a Yitzhak, one does not need to be Mazmin Kol Hamisa, but rather, as long as one was mazmin miktsas hamisa, that itself is enough to be considered a reitzeach. And from the Gemara Mavakamet is mashma that this the Rabbanan understand that one is potter. Based on the drasha of kol nefesh is because the Rabbanan understand that in order to be chayim misa and in order to be considered a reitzeach, one needs to be mazmin the entire misa. If one was not mazmin the entire misa, then one is potter. So again, we have a seeming machlokes hasugis as far as how to understand pshat and the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira and Rabbanan. From our sugya, it is mashma that the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira and Rabbanan is a machlokes if a goyisis b'di adam is considered a gavra k'tela or not. And according to Yehuda ben Meseira, a goyisis b'di adam is considered a gavra k'tela. On the other hand, according to Rabbanan, a goyisis b'di adam is not considered a gavra k'tela. On the other hand, From the Gemara of a Kamed is Mashma that the Machloikas we tune behind the Ben Beseri and Rabbanon is Machloikas. As far as being Machsher the Misa, if someone was Machsher Miktsa, so the Misa is that itself enough to Machayev him as if he took away the entire Nefesh. Well, here one can explain Mshat in the Machloikas has Sugis as follows, as we find by Baruch Ber and Berkashmom of a Kamed Simon Yud Aleph. Baruch Ber brings down the following Shaila as far as how to understand the Chiyah Misa of Eretzeach. Is Eretzeach Chayev for actually killing someone? Or is Eretzeach Chayev for being Machsha the other person's Misa? Based on these two tzadim, one can explain Pshat in the Machloikas HaSugis as follows, that the Gemara of Akama understands that the Chiyah Misa of Eretzeach is for this that he was Machsha the other person's Misa. And therefore one can explain Pshat in this, Abiyud ben Beseri is Machayev by Kura Sar ben Yadam Azar Chazer, is because we say that even though the last person was only Machsher Miktas HaHezek, but still he is Chayev as if he was Machsher the entire Hezek. This that our Gemara argues is because our Gemara understands that the Chiyah Misa of Eretzeach is for this that he killed the other person. It is not enough to be Machsher the Misa of the other person. And for that reason our Gemara explains that this Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri's Machayev is only because Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri considers a Goyisayis V'Diyadim as a regular Chay. And for that reason he is considered a Retzach since he killed someone who is a regular Chay. That is Luchira, how one can explain the seeming Machloikas HaSugis. But Luchira one can say that there is no Machloikas HaSugis. And even according to our Gemara, this Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri's Machayev is based on the rule of Kol Shech Sharti Miksas Niski when his Chayev as if he was Machsher the entire Hezek. Just in order to be considered the one was Machsher Miktas HaHezek, one needs that the person should be considered a Chai. If he is considered a Gavra Ketela, then one was not even Machsher Miktas HaHezek. Based on this, one can say that even according to Rabbanon, there is a rule of Kol Shech Sharti Miktas Niskei, one is Chayev as if he was Machsher the entire Hezek. And really, the last person should be Chayev Misa since it is considered as if he was Machsher the Misa of the entire Nefesh. Just according to Rabbanu, we say that a Goyisayis V'Diyadim is considered a Gavra Ketela, and since he is considered a Gavra Ketela, for that reason, one does not even have a Hechsher of a Miktas Hezek. That is how one can answer the seeming Stiras HaSugis. So again, there are two possible ways with which one can explain Pshat and the Drush of this that one needs Kol Nefesh according to the Shita Rabbanon. Either one can explain this that one needs Kol Nefesh is because a Miktas Nefesh is not considered a Nefesh. And for that reason, it is not considered a Tzicha if one killed someone who only has a Miktas Nefesh. Or one can explain the Halacha of Kol Nefesh that in order to be considered a Tzicha, one needs to be a Tzeach an entire Nefesh. A Retzicha of a Miktas Nefesh is not considered a Maisa Retzicha. Uchir and Afkamina between these two Tzadim is as far as a shayla that we mentioned before, if by Ikua Asara B'nei Adam B'Vasachas, if one has the Ptur of Kol Nefesh. If we are to understand that Halacha of Kol Nefesh is because a Miktas Nefesh is not considered a Nefesh, and for that reason if one killed a Miktas Nefesh he is not considered a Retzeach, then by Ikua Asara B'nei Adam B'Vasachas, one killed someone who has an entire Nefesh. And therefore, one will not have the Ptur of Kol Nefesh by Ikua Asar B'nei Adam B'Vasachas. On the other hand, we are to understand that the Ptur of Kol Nefesh is because in order to consider Reitzeach, one needs to be Reitzeach the entire Nefesh, then even by Ikua Asar B'nei Adam B'Vasachas, but still one does not have a Reitzicha on an entire Nefesh, but rather each person is killing part of the Nefesh. And therefore, since one needs a Maisa Retzicha on an entire Nefesh, over here one does not have a Maisa Retzicha on an entire Nefesh. In the Rambam, in Perek Beis Mehoches Retzeach HaChazayin, we find that the Rambam says as follows, Echad ha-hoyreg es ha-bori o-yes ha-chila neito lomos, va-fiu ha-reg es ha-goyses ner ha-golav, v'may goyses v'di-odam, k'goyin che-ku ha-chanoto lomos, va-rehu goyses ha-horgoy ein beisin ma-misen o-yesai. In the Rambam, in Perek Dalon Mehoches Retzeach HaChavav, the Rambam goes on to say The Baiku Asar Bani Adam Basar Makwes who mays Bainchi Kubazakhza Bainchi Kuk Hakas Kuan Bturmi Misas Basten Shanemar Kol Nefesh Adam Achia Echod Shehoya Kol Hanefesh. From the Rambam it is Mashma that there is a difference between the Ptur of Hoyrig Goises with the Adam and the case of Iku Asar Bani Adam Bazakhza. Now, everyone has to understand Pshat and the Rambam. In our Gemara, it is mefurish that the reason why Yiku HaSar B'ni Adam B'Zah HaChazah is Potter is because by Yiku HaSar B'ni Adam B'Zah HaChazah, he is considered a Goyises B'Di Adam. And since he is considered a Goyises B'Di Adam, a Goyises B'Di Adam is like a Trefa. And therefore he is Potter Mimisa just like had he killed a Trefa. So to explain Pshat and the Rambam, one can explain Pshat and the Rambam with one of two Ma'alchim. Either one can explain Pshat and the Rambam by saying that the Rambam understands that there is a machlokes hasugyos as far as how to explain Pshat and the Shita of Rabbanon, who pater by Iku HaSar B'nei Adam B'zeh Acharzeh. And even though in our Gemara one sees that the reason why one is pater is based on this, that he is considered like a trefa, but from the Gemara of a Kamed is mashma that the reason why one is pater is not because he is considered like a trefa, but rather it is because we say that a Ritzicha and a Miktsas Nefesh is not considered a Ritzicha. And therefore, even though the Rambam Paskins in Perek Peis Mehochas Ritzeach Vachazayin, that someone who kills a Goyises with the Adam is Pater Mimisas Beistin, but that is only a Goyises with the Adam who is Noita Lamos. On the other hand, as far as this, the one is Pater by Iku Asar B'nei Adam. This that one is Potter is even if he is not Noita Lamos, and this that one is Potter is based on the drasha of Kol Nefesh, that in order to be considered a Ritzeach, one needs to kill an entire Nefesh. If someone only kills a Miktsas Nefesh, he is not considered a Ritzeach. And for that reason, the Rambam differentiates between the Halacha in Perek Beis and the Halacha in Perek Dalet. That is one way with which one can explain Pshat in the Rambam. Another malach with which one can explain Pshat in the Rambam is as follows. That by Iku HaSar B'nei Adam B'zeh Acharzeh, there is a tzad to mechayev all of them, since we can consider all of them as if they are shotfim b'misasai. Since with all the hakoyos the person was made for that reason, we can consider as if they are all shotfim b'misasai. And for that reason the Rambam goes and explains that the reason why they are all potter is based on the drasha of Kol Nefesh, that we darshan ad she echad shehara kol ha-nefesh. And if we are to consider that they are all shotfim b'misasei, one does not have echad shehara kol ha-nefesh. And for the reason the Rambam puts together both halachas, of Iku HaSar B'nei Adam B'Zachas, and the halacha of Iku HaSar B'nei Adam B'Zachazeh, since the yisayt of both halachas is this, that one needs that is another mahalach with which one can explain Pshat B'Shita Sarambam. According to this mahalach, this that the last person is Nachayev for the Miktsas Nefesh that he killed is for the same reason that if someone kills a Goyises B'di Adam, he is Potter. In the Iku HaSar B'ni Adam B'Zachazeh, the last person is killing someone who is a Goyises B'di Adam, like we find in our Gemara. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha of Rava. Amar Rava, hirig is a trefa potter, u trefa shaharig b'fnei beistin chayiv, shaloi b'fnei beistin potter, b'fnei beistin chayiv d'chsiv v'yarta harami kerbecha, shaloi b'fnei beistin potter d'avila eidos she'iyat ha'yachol azima, v'chol eidos she'iyat ha'yachol azima, lo yishma eidos. And so too Rava goes on to say, that Harveas had Trefa Chayiv, Trefa Shirava, Bifne based in Chayiv, Shalay Bifne based in Potter. Bifne based in Chayiv, the Silva, we are Tarami Kerbecha, Shalay Bifne based in Potter, the Havila Eidos, Shehia Tayacho Azima. Now, everyone has to understand Pshat and Argomor, what is Pshat and this Argomor says. That Bifne based in Chayiv, the Silva, we are Tarami Kerbecha, Ochre Bifne based in one is Chayiv. Since Bifnei Beistin, one does not have the chesaron of Eidos Shehia Tayacho Azima. Since Beistin themselves saw the Trefa being Hirig, or saw the Trefa being Reveya, we will apply the Halacha of Lo Yiteishmiya Gedoila Meriya. And since we will apply the Halacha of Lo Yiteishmiya Gedoila Meriya, One is nani to edus, and since one is nani to edus, for that reason there is no chesaron of edus, shiata yacho azima. As we find in the Marasham of Akaman of Tzadim Abbas, the Marasha says that since the Dayanim Ba'atzmam Donin al Piri Yasam and Shaykh was a Eidos Yatayacho Azima de Ein Kan Eidos Kwao. And so too we find in the Rashba in Bavakaman of Kofyod Beis. So again, one has to understand what is Pshat in this that we find in our Gemara, that based in our only Machai of the Trefa, based on the Wacha of Aviyarta Rami Kerbecha. So to answer this kasha, I'd like to imagine with this that we find in the Gemara Makas Nafiyu Beis HaMenalf, Rebbe Kiva says, that Sanhedrin Shiro Echot Shaharges HaNefesh Eimei Misen Oisai, At Sheyamai Bebeis Tanacher, based on the Pasuk of Ad'om Deuf Nea Edo Mishpat, which we darshan At Sheyamai Bebeis Tanacher. In the Ramban and the Ritva, we find that the Ramban and the Ritva ask the following kasha. What is Pshat in this that we find in our Gemara? That a treifa shaharg b'fnei beis in his chayiv. What happened to the halacha of Rabbi Kiva that one needs at omdei ofnei ha'edo and mishpat at sheyamai b'beis din acher? And the Sanhedrin themselves that saw echad shaharg as hanefesh ein mei misin oisai. The Ramban and the Ritva both answer. The kivan the efshuavi b'fnei beis din acher nidin bazem mishom avi arta harami kerbecha. In other words, even though generally speaking there is a halacha of Sanhedrin Shiro Echad Shaharges HaNefesh Ima Misa Noisei At Sheyamai Bebeis Tenacher, but that is only where we have the option of being Maimed Him Bebeis Tenacher. Over here that we do not have the option of being Maimed Him Bebeis Tenacher, since one will have the Chesaron of Eido Shiata Yocho Azima. For that reason, based on the Ocha of Viarta Aromi Kerbecha, we have a right to kill him even without being Maimed Him Bebeis Tenacher. That is one way with which one can explain Pshat in this that we find in our Gemara. That Befnei Beistin is only Chayah based on the Halacha of V'arta Rami Kerbecha. In the Kesef Mishnah, in Perakei Melchizedek HaChas, we find that the Kesef Mishnah is Medayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam does not paskin like the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, but rather the Rambam paskins like Reb Tarfin, that Sanhedrin Shiro Echad Shaharges HaNefesh, that they have a right to Yimemis him, and we will say Loi Teishmiya Gedliwa Meiriya, and they do not have to Yimemid him Bebeis Tenacher. And still we find that the Rambam in Perek Beis Melochus Vatzeach Chalchates brings down the Halacha of our Gemara, that Trefa Shaharges HaNefesh of Nebeis Ten Nerak Shenemar V'yarta Rami Kerbecha, V'chira, according to the sheet of Reb Tarfin who argues on Rabbi Akiva, he is Chayim Misas based on Mi'ikra Din. And therefore what is Pshat in this, that we are only Mechayim based on the Pasuk of V'yarta Rami Kerbecha. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, according to the Shita of Reb Tarfin Ochayo, one can say as follows. In the Rambam, in Perek Yod Mi'ochus and Skimon Al-Chazayin, we find that the Rambam says, Shor Shu Trefa Shaharges HaNefesh, Oisho Yah Shor Shu Adam Trefa Einei Niskal, Shenemar v'gam ba'ol av yumas k'misas ha'baylam kach misas ha'shar v'kivon shabov k'mesim chashuvim v'einon tzrichen misa reza potter. From the Rambam one sees that the p'tur ha'baylam, had the baylam been a trefa, is because the baylam are already considered like k'mes, and therefore einon tzrichen misa. Based on this Rambam one can say that the reason why one needs a pasuk of a v'yarta rami kerbecha is because without a v'yarta rami kerbecha, we would not be able to mechayev a treifa misa, since the treifa is kemeis chashav. And therefore needs a v'yarta rami kerbecha to mechadesh that even though he is kemeis chashav, but still we kill him in order to mechayev a v'yarta rami kerbecha. Now as far as how to explain pshat in this, the Rambam says that since the Baalim are considered kemeis, for that reason einon tzrichen misa. V'chir, one can explain pshat in the Rambam with one of two malachim. Either one can explain pshat in the Rambam by saying that since the Baalim are already considered like kemeis, for that reason cannot be neskayim by misas based in. Or one can explain pshat in the Rambam based on this, so we find in Ibkiveger and Goin Ashas, in Bava Kamandaf Peidawan and Aleph, that by a treifa shaharag, since he is considered kemeis, For that reason, it is not Niskayim Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. And for that reason, one needs a Viarta Rami Kerbecha to Mechadish, that we kill him in order to Mechayim Viarta Harami Kerbecha. That is another Malach, with which one can explain Pshat Veshita Sarambam. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says that a de trefa shehuzmu neragin. Rashi explains, this a de trefa shehuzmu ar neragin is based on vi'arata rami kevecha. Now, okay, one has to understand Pshat and Rashi. Why did Rashi find it necessary to explain that the reason why a de trefa shehuzmu ar neragin is based on vi'arata rami kevecha? What happened to the regular halacha of kasha zomem? So here one can explain Pshat and Rashi based on the Shita of the Rambam that we mentioned before, that since the Trefa is considered a Gavra Ketela, for that reason this that we kill a De Trefa Shehuzma is only based on this that we say Via Arta Harami Kirbecha. That is the how one can explain Pshat Veshitas Rashi. In the Ravid in Asagas, we find that the Ravid says as follows, that im if they based in harag nerag mishuma via arta ra. The Asagas arrived is this, that from the stima sloshna Rambam and his mashma that the Rambam understands, that even if the shor was harag if they based him, but still the shor is not nerag, and we do not apply the halacha of via arta ra. Why don't we say that kemisas habaylam kach misas hashor, and just like the baylam, if he was harag if they based him, would be nerag, based on Uviyar Tara, so to the Shor should be Nerag. So to explain Pshat the Machlikis between the Rambam and the Ravid, and to explain Pshat Beshitas HaRambam, Ochir one can say as follows, that the Machlikis between the Rambam and the Ravid is dependent upon how to understand this, our Gemara says, that a person who is a Trefesh Harag Bifnei based on his Chayib based on Uviyar Tara Mikerbecha. Do we understand that a Viarta Rami Kerbecha is a new halacha, which has nothing to do with the regular Chiyamisa of a Reitzeach? Or do we say that a Viarta Rami Kerbecha is just Megala, that a Trefa Shaharig Bifnei Beistin has a regular Chiyav Misa is based in of a regular Reitzeach? The Rambam Moshitase understands that since a Trefa is already considered like a mace, for that reason, it was in Schadesh in Uviyarta Harami Kerbecha an entirely new halacha. And this halacha has nothing to do with the regular Chiyav Misas based in Avereitzeach. And for that reason, we will not say Kemisas Bayom Kach Misas Hashar. And just like a Trefesh Harag Bifnei Beistin is Chayiv, so to a Shor Shaharag Bifnei Beistin should be Chayiv, since the chiyav of a person shahar b'fnei basin has nothing to do with the regular chiyav of ritzicha. And the halacha of kemisas habayom kach misas hashar is only referring to the regular chiyav misas based in avereitzeach. This, that the Ravid argues, is because the Ravid understands that in the pasuk of Aviyarta Rami Kebecha was in Schadish, that a trefa shahar b'fnei basin has a regular chiyav misas based in avereitzeach. And therefore, we will apply the halacha of kemisas bayom kach misas hashor. That is the basis of the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. L'chir, there is a tremendous nafkamina in this machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. As far as the trefa shaharig b'fnei basin is concerned, do we have to kill him with the regular misa of a reitzeach which is sayif, or can we kill him be'echa midalan misas basin, if we are to understand that the pasuk of Aviyarta Rami Kerbecha was mechadish, that he has a regular chiyav misa of reitzeach, then one has to kill him with a misa of reitzeach, which is sayif. On the other hand, if we are to understand that Aviyarta Rami Kerbecha is mechadish an entirely new din, then we can kill him with any one of the dalad misa he's based in. That is a chaya, an afgamina which comes out from this machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Klaimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.